comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. Here's your host, Greg Mahochko.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Nerds United podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. This is the Platinum episode number 75, and I am joined by some very special, and they get my sense of humor, but I don't mean it that way, Nia. Very special guests, very good friends of mine, and not that kind of special, all right? Not short bus special. Relax. Longtime friends of mine, and excited that I get to see them in just a couple of days at the 12th annual Cape Comic Con. And I'm joined by the, like I said, good friends. They are the entrepreneurs. That's not the right word, but they are the minds behind Talking Smit. It is a blog that you can go. Most of the time, it is wrestling blog, but also books and things like that. And I'm joined by Jared and Nia Smith. Welcome, friends, to Nerd United. Soak it in.
Hey!
Greetings, second husband.
Okay, now that's an inside joke that a lot of people probably aren't going to get.
That's okay. Okay.
Yeah. They'll have questions.
We'll leave some suspense there.
There's not going to be a test at the end of the show or anything like that. So a little backstory here. I have known Jared since I lived in Cape Girardeau when I worked for the radio mogul down there for 5 months before I got fired for being late because 4 a.m. sucks. 4 a.m. is the worst. And
Did you make 4 a.m.?
Yeah, it's when I'm waking up in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I don't know anything about that. I don't even roll over at 4 a.m.
So that was when I was in radio, or radio there. Jared was also in radio, and we struck up a friendship, bonded over Cardinal baseball, Halo. I think he still has a bruise on his arm from playing Halo with me. I'm not a good loser at Halo, which is unfortunate. It's an unfortunate thing because I'm not good at Halo. So it's not just that, you know, on occasion, you know, I have a string of bad luck. It's, I'm not good. I take it out on people.
This is true. I can attest to that. And I have been on the receiving end of his little tantrums before.
But I've never struck you. I don't hit women.
Oh. Oh. Awkward.
I have bruises that beg to differ.
It's a good thing that I control all this, and I'm going to edit all this out. I want to say that it was all in good fun.
Yeah, and then because I live by the adage, "Don't hit unless you want to be hit." So whenever you give me
the old 1-4,
what?
The old 1-4.
Yeah, I just goose punch it.
Yeah.
Four fingers just straight to the throat.
That's why I have issues. All right. No, moving on. Yeah, this got to a rocky start. So anyway, it was by my recollection, it was 2014. So 3 years ago, I first got word of the Cape Comic Con and went down there for 2 days. And on the I remember this because I stayed in a, it's all coming back to me now. I stayed at a hotel that Saturday night after watching the Jim Cornette Experience at the Cork and...
I think that was the old Cup and Cork location.
Cup and Cork, yeah. So thank you for clearing that up. And I admit, and I think statute of limitations has me in the clear, but I should not have been driving home from that event. A Big Bison Ale, we have... established, yeah. Is not my friend. I mean, it's my friend. It's very good. Brown ale. It's just I shouldn't have one because then I'll have eight. So anyway, that was the first year. And if I remember correctly, y'all didn't make it out on Saturday, but I did see you on Sunday.
I think we had gone down to my parents or something like that, because I think that was still when they were having it more earlier, April, maybe even...
That was in March, yeah.
March. Yeah, because I think that was... We were doing something birthday related.
So
me.
So did not see you on Saturday, the main day there, mm-hmm. but did catch up with you briefly on Sunday. Then we go to 2015, and this is when the shenanigans really began, because we had a lot more time to plan it. It was in April, so availability was not an issue, and I took some of the equipment that I had at the time, went down there, got a few panels recorded, and caught up with you all in the evening. This was also the year that I got in trouble with my beautiful wife, because she was taking her like a nursing certification test in nearby Carbondale, and decided to pop over to Cape Girardeau just to say hi and visit and maybe grab a bite. But my phone was dead, and I wasn't anticipating her, so I didn't know that she was on her way. And then I get voicemails when I finally get back to your guys' place, and it's voicemails from her, and she's, you know, very much reasonably aggravated. She said, "I drove all the way here. Where are you? My phone's about to die." And so I knew I was in trouble. But since I just know it as KDO's, where do we go to eat? It's an Irish restaurant there in Cape Girardeau two years ago.
KD O'Farrell's Public House.
KD O'Farrell's Public House.
Yeah.
Fantastic food, even though we got there at like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So that was 2 years ago. And through your graciousness, I was able to stay at Casa de Smitty.
The house of Smitty.
Whatever. Yes. I said it in Espanol.
Oh, lo siento, señor.
Yeah, yeah. Gracias and cerveza. So that was 2 years ago, and I remember there being a nice cookie on my pillow, and drinking into the evening, and Cards Against Humanity.
Right, that's right, yeah.
And
we also went to Burritoville, too.
We did, that was not... that. Last year was the Burritoville of mistake, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, last year was the epic, why did you do that, Burritoville adventure.
The go-to answer...
The double Matt James burrito.
The go-to answer always seems to be, it sounded like a good idea at the time. And that was... All right, if you're not familiar with Southeast Missouri, in Cape Girardeau, and I don't believe it's franchised out, I kind of like the uniqueness of it, but there's a place called Burritoville where you can get burritos the size of my forearm. And I made the mistake of getting the Matt James double, which is the size of my calf.
Dude, I literally think it was the size of Garrett this time last year.
And Garrett was my boy. He was about 4 months old at the time, and by that time he was about 10 pounds, I think. And
that burrito was bigger than him then.
And I ate it. I ate a burrito that was, allegedly bigger than my son. And it was an occasion where I drove home with my belt and my pants unbuttoned because there was no way I was going to survive otherwise. So, but last year
butt cheeks not.
Yeah.
What?
I said your pants were undone, but your butt cheeks were not.
There was some serious clenching going on last year, and it was a struggle just to get home without having to stop. And unfortunately, we did have to stop because I had the sweats, and I just had to get a bottle of water.
You had the meat sweats.
I did. It was glorious. And I learned my lesson a year ago not to do the Matt James double ever again. But last year, and even the year before, you both got more involved in Cape Comic-Con as far as just going and enjoying, the sights, the sounds. They always have, and Jared, you'll attest to this, they always have a local video game store that has, a good selection of vintage video games, and now that they're kind of back in fashion once again.
Yeah, and in fact... and I can't remember if they were there last year, but there was along with Gaming Grounds, there was 7-Up Gaming from Poplar Bluff, which I don't think they were there last year, but I know the couple years prior they were. So, and then there's also a guy that's local, doesn't have a business, but is a collector reseller of the vintage video games, which is always cool.
And last year, I remember one of the big selling points, and Ken Murphy, who organizes the Cape Con and has for 12 years now, a huge wrestling fan, and has always had a wrestling aspect to it, whether it be, as we mentioned, Jim Cornette, or a couple of years ago it was Bobby Eaton. But last year, they had a couple of very special guests and WWE Hall of Famers, and then integrated wrestling more into the night, which what would later become, it was a very early iteration of Cape Championship Wrestling. But yeah, I know you guys were very psyched for that wrestling panel, so I'll let you tell a little bit more about what that was about.
Yeah, last year that was really cool because they did like a pre-sale. Well, I think you could even do it when you got to the door, so it wasn't a pre-sale thing, but it was a specialty panel meet and greet Q&A with Terry Funk and Bob Orton, Cowboy Bob Orton, who were also going to be there at the wrestling later. But it gave everybody a chance to come in and have a one-on-one sort of thing with those two, and just a chance to kind of pick their brain, ask them about their career or specific moments or anything like that. And then, of course, pictures with a NWA replica championship afterwards, which was really cool. And I think, actually, Nia probably enjoyed that more than I did in the long run.
It's still, I was able to go up and get a picture with Terry Funk and Mr. Cowboy Bob, who I should probably apologize to because of some stuff that happened, and he's a... Okay, for those of you who don't know, current WWE superstar Randy Orton.
And WWE champion.
And WWE champion. I beg my gentleman's pardon. This is his father. So Cowboy Bob Orton is Randy Orton's dad. And he's terrified of me. He's scared to death of me. But anyway, I was able to
great with kids, though,
Terry.
By the way.
What?
Great with kids, though. Didn't have a problem taking a picture with Garrett. So.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, that's, I mean, because you know, I'm sure they have... We know at least Bob has a kid.
Terry's probably got 20.
Yeah, but the picture of Bob and Terry and me is still my Facebook profile picture. And I just slung on the belt and I was like, come on, guys, let's do this. And they're like, yeah. So, and then later, whenever I went to go talk to Terry, because Bob would have nothing to do with me, he gave me a picture and he was like, thank you for, and I couldn't help but hear a song in my head as I read this. It said, thank you for being a friend. And I was like, not only is Terry Funk a friend of mine, he also is also a fan of the Golden Girls, which makes him even more awesome.
Now, I'm not trying to rain on your parade. It's not what I do. But any chance that there was just a coincidence in that? I mean, a little bit?
No, I'm pretty sure Terry Funk likes Golden Girls.
Terry Funk has to like the Golden Girls. Right. I mean, yeah.
So looking back over the last few years, you know, your recent experiences, what, and just to make it more of an even playing field, we'll take out Cowboy Bob and Terry Funk. Sorry, Nia. What have been your favorite experiences at the Cape Comic Con?
Okay. I know for me, it's just kind of got me to liking a bit more, because I went into it not knowing a whole lot about comics and a lot that goes on with it, and especially in the culture of comics and Comic Cons and things of that nature. I went in that first year we went, I went to see Jim Cornette. The year before, they had Jerry Lawler here, and I think they had Jerry Lawler another year before that, too. And I was curious about it, but I was like, I don't really know if I want to go to a comic convention just to meet wrestlers. Well, the next year, you know what, screw it. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go. Went into it not knowing a whole lot about what goes on at one. So basically, to me, I was just like, well, I think Batman's kind of cool. That's really about where my comic knowledge is, you know. And even from that, it's just because I like the Batman movies. Yeah, I couldn't tell you much.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at the fact that you like Batman. I like Batman. In fact, my fifth birthday party was Batman themed. But just the fact that I can just see Jared like, hey, sir, what do you think about Comic-Con?
I like Batman.
That reminds me of that kid at the fair or whatever. Is like, I like turtles.
But really, for me, it's just been great because it's kind of introduced me to a new culture. And just to see how excited people get and how much they put into what they're doing. Like, some of the cosplay people, man, they go all out, and that's really impressive. And it's also been fun because we've made some good friends through these comic, through the convention. I mean, we're friends with Ken now, and you know,
I love Ken.
Ken's just one of the coolest people ever. And our, you know, our friend Beans is always there. Becky with Cakes Reanimated.
Yes.
And you know, we got to be friends with Big Lee, which we'd seen at Comic Cons before, and. And
Big Lee is always a good guy to have on your side.
Right, yeah, Big Lee's a good guy. It's just been a good way to introduce, for me, just to be introduced into something that I wouldn't say I was uncomfortable around, but that I was just very unsure of just what went on. And so it's kind of been a good way for me to see something different that I probably wouldn't have ever thought about doing before.
This year, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to launch into my story.
Yes, yes.
If you have something that you would rather...
No, no, it's your turn.
Add before.
The floor is yours.
Well, thank you. Let's see. So, my tale about Comic-Con is a bit parallel to Jared's. Not exactly the same, but similar, so juxtaposed, I guess. I don't know. I've always been into comic books. Whenever I was younger, I read Betty and Veronica, the Archies, stuff like that. My mom wouldn't let me get like the hardcore Batman stuff because, you know, I'm a girl. And I was supposed to, in my community, I was supposed to be raised like a girl, like, you know, the very stereotypical female gender roles kind of thing. I wasn't supposed to like Ninja Turtles or Batman or comic books and stuff like that. I was supposed to like Barbies and playing with baby dolls, and that, oh god, that stuff sucks. But I did like wrestling, and then as I got older, you know, that was just drilled into me. The, you know, oh, you're supposed to be wearing dresses and fix your hair and blah blah blah. So I got out of wrestling, but I still held that love of comic books, and so I was out of the region, out of this area for several years, and I came back. And Jared was telling me, oh, yeah, Comic-Con's going on. And I'm like, tell me more, please. And I was like, you know what?
Yeah, because we did talk about it at least a year.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, I'm an adult now. I can make these decisions on my own. I started collecting my X-Men comic books, which I still do. But I basically, in a matter of speaking, let my freak flag fly, and I'm a much happier person now because of it. And I got back into wrestling, and I realized like how much I had missed and how much I really do love it. So for me, I've had that love of comic books this whole time, but I came back to my love of wrestling, and now that the wrestling has been around for a year, that's something that I'm looking forward to the most.
Before we talk about the wrestling aspect. Jared, you have, and we've talked about this before. I even, my first year down at Cape Girardeau, even had him on the show as quickly as a guest. But your cousin, I believe, is a comic book creator.
Yeah, my cousin Jamie Hickson is a co-founding member and part of I think I'm saying it right, Helot Comics.
That's how I remember saying it. So I don't know. Yeah. Either we're both right or we're both wrong. But I like the odds.
Yeah, but he's part of that group. I think there's four of them, maybe. And they're.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Just really quick, I wanted to let you guys know. I just got a notification on my phone that the new Archer starts in 30 minutes. Just wanted to put that out there. Please continue.
Okay. But yeah, my cousin Jamie, and I had always known he was a very good artist, which the Hickson side of my family, which is my mom's side of the family, that's the very artistic side and everything, either musicians or artists with pen and pencil, color, whatever. So yeah, that's, you know, painting, whatever you want to say. But and I think Jamie has actually been kind of an instrumental person in getting a lot of things going alongside with Ken as one of the groups coming in.
And Helot Comics will be at Cape Con once again this year, so make sure that if you are in the area, you head over to their booth and visit with them, Jamie and everybody else involved. I'm going to be a little selfish here briefly. One of my most anticipated guests that they have is my friend Justin Holman.
Justin is going to be there. That's going to be very cool. And I'm sure there's probably going to be people excited from his musical side of things too.
Absolutely. You can go back to if you haven't dug through all the archives, dear listener. You probably in like the first six. I think I went down to his house and talked with him for well over an hour about his, you know, art, his music, and his love of action figures. So that's well back in the archives, but he's going to be there. He's drawn for Marvel, DC. He's going to have some sketchbooks. I know there's a thing in the art world that I see because of the connections that I've made through this podcast. I see them on Instagram and I see them on, you know, Facebook, but it's called Inktober, and it's essentially there's 31 days in October, you know, sketch something every day in October. And Justin did one last year that is 80s pop culture icons, you know, like Snake Eye from G.I. Joe and He-Man and Thundercats, things like that. And he put all those in a book, so you'll be able to get that book at Cape Comic-Con this year. Also, Lorenzo Lozano, based out of St. Louis, talked with him briefly last year, didn't get it recorded, but he had a book coming out called Scarab. Those are just a couple of the artists that are going to be there. Of course,
you talked to him briefly? That dude talked to your ear off, man.
Well, I mean, it wasn't even recorded. It was just, you know, he passionate about his craft,
he's that guy was just all 100%, 110% all in on what he does. It was impressive to be around him because he was over by D'Artagnan Allen Jr., who is a wrestler / artist out of St. Louis. So I kind of got to overhear him while I was talking to DA. So I got kind of a bit of the, you know, both worlds going on right there.
And that was after his hour-long panel. So he was ready to go. More in the tank. St. Louis R2... Builders Group. They'll have R2-D2 and other variations of space droids there. Go ahead.
So these are the droids you're looking for.
Exactly. Well played, sir. Actor Santiago Cirillo, who's been on Walking Dead and done some various independent projects. He is a American or a U.S. military veteran, so he's going to be there again. Go to cape-con.com. I know what you two are most excited for, and that is the further integration of wrestling into the Cape Con. I'm just going to let you take it away because I know you've talked about it on Talking Smit, and just go to town and mark out, if you will, over what's going on Friday night, Saturday night, and the big name guests that have been brought in for the weekend.
Right, yeah, they're bringing well, for sure, you know, four names are coming in. The big four is what I've been referred to it as. They're bringing in Leva Bates, who is the wrestling cosplaying queen, also known as Blue Pants on NXT. And then on the men's side, they're bringing in Jeff Cobb, who is also known as the monster Matanza Cueto on Lucha Underground. They're bringing in the sleazy one, Joey Ryan, which we'll keep this PG. There's a lot we can say about Joey Ryan.
King of Dong style.
The King of Dong style. Exactly. He flips people.
Oh, it's that guy.
Yeah,
okay.
He flips people with his wiener. But Joey Ryan's going to be there. Joey's also been on one of the last seasons of Lucha Underground. And then probably the one that I'm considering to be the biggest name, just because he's had time in WWE, and he's also been around since the early 2000s and has had just a successful run pretty much everywhere he's been, and that's Colt Cabana.
It's just amazing that they were able to get him out of his studio apartment.
Yeah,
what everyone says about me. Anytime they see me out somewhere, they're like, "Oh, it's like a mythical beast."
Which I know
exists.
The Colt Cabana one is definitely due in part largely to Jason Wells, because he's such a Colt Cabana fan, and Jason is the COO and one of the head bookers of Cape Championship Wrestling. So that was that. I think Colt Cabana from the whole start of CCW has been one of his top, I'd say probably top three targets to get here in Cape. And so this year, they're also bringing in, there's a wrestler named Madman Pondo, which, if you know much about the extreme hardcore aspect of independent wrestling, you've heard the name Madman Pondo, because this guy is one of the most hardcore crazy people. I mean, he's a Juggalo Championship Wrestling champion, hardcore guy. Beat you with stop signs and tacks and nails and stuff like that. But Pondo has put together this group that goes around called Girl Fight, which is all women professional wrestling.
I'm going to cry.
And they are having an 8-woman tournament on Friday night to crown the Luna Vachon Memorial Tournament winner.
Yes.
That's the inaugural Luna Vachon. And in fact, I know of at least... Okay. And I know at least three of the Cape Championship Wrestling women will be in it. That's Sweet Sarah Summers of the Pinnacle, Little Bit or Mardi Gras, whichever one shows up, and then Nikki Lane.
Now, is it possible that both Little Bit and Mardi Gras could show up?
I guess it could happen.
It's possible.
Yeah.
If there's nothing. Time.
Yeah, she's done it before, so
anything's possible in professional wrestling, folks.
Do you guys want to hear something exciting about the show Friday night and Saturday night?
Absolutely.
There is about a 90-95% chance that I get to be backstage for all of it.
Do tell. And if so, does this open up a ringside seat?
I guess if you're my assistant, well, I am.
No, the reason I ask, because I know you and Jared are diehard CCW fans at all the shows and always front row. So if you're backstage.
If I'm backstage, then you get my seat. Well, I see what you're
it's
saying.
It's not going to be me. I'm going to have my hands full with what you hear in the background.
No, I'm sure I'll be running back and forth. I'll be spending time before the show backstage. But then when the show actually starts, yeah, you bet my booty's going to be, for the most part, in the seat. I have trouble sitting still. You've been around me enough. You know that.
Why don't you go ahead and say why you might be backstage?
The reason I'm going to be backstage is I have been requested as the official makeup artist for Sweet Sarah Summers.
Oh my, now it's become Nerds United After Hours.
I feel like we need a saxophone. Can we get the can we just cue up the saxophone solo of Careless Whisper?
See, now that's where you went, but I went Rafferty.
Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, either one. I mean, it's a saxophone solo, just so long as we got that in there. I mean, hell, even if we got like the Night Court theme song, I think that would be okay.
But not People's Court, because that's different. So it's going to be, you know what? And this ties back into one of our favorite memories of a Cape Con's past, but you could always do a little Mangione. King of the Hill.
Thank you, yeah, man.
So propane accessories.
But yeah, the fact that, you know, not only are they having the girl fight on Friday night, having the 8 women tournament, they're having the Cape Championship Wrestling Super Show, which is going to be featuring all 4 of the big names that we mentioned earlier. Plus, they're bringing back Davey Vega, which we all really like Davey Vega. They're bringing back Roscoe Eat Lisa, which we all like Roscoe Eat Lisa.
They're fun guys.
The LA Hustlers, Ace Hawkins, SP, and then, you know, the regulars with CCW, like Brandon Barbwire, Sarge. Jason's not on the card. Yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Because he's technically, quote, unquote, fired, but, you know, whatever. Remember all that.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, all the regulars, the champion, Brandon Barbwire, as I said, Sexy Sarge will be there, Austin Lane, Hollis Giroux, Sin, who else? J.D. Wilk, just quite a few. Jeff O'Dell, obviously, will be there.
Hi, Jeff.
And a little cross-promotion for you folks listening at home, at work, in the car, wherever, is that Kevin Huntsberger over at My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast, had Jason the Brain Wells on, not this past episode, but you just got to go one back in the archive and you can find that one. They talk a little bit about everything that's been going on at CCW and what a little bit about what to expect this weekend as well. So
yeah, Kevin had him on. They met up over in Marion at the Stride Championship Wrestling Show, which Billy Hills works both companies. J.D. Wilkes work in both companies. I think there's some others that might be coming over from Stride later. But, yeah, he met him over there, and they recorded it after the show because Jason and Ken and Lee and those guys with CCW have been going over to support Stride. So that's kind of a cool, you know,
and it
support thing going on there.
And it's funny because I listened to that episode, you know, and as producer, I should listen to every episode before I put it out there, but I usually don't. I usually download and then listen to it at that time. And I messaged Kevin. I said, Kevin, what'd you do for that audio quality? It sounds so good. Did you upgrade your system? Do you use Skype different somehow? He says, we were right next to each other.
Yeah.
I said, that'll do it. Yep.
That's science, folks.
Yeah. But and one more thing to go back to the wrestling part of Comic-Con this year is that they're having a CCW booth set up with your every month regular roster superstars.
Your faces and your heels. Yeah,
you know, the people that are always associated. Plus, they're going to have a booth set up with Colt, Leva, Jeff Cobb, and Joey Ryan. So, photo opportunities, meet and greets, things like that.
Mm-hmm. All in all, looks like it's going to be a great weekend. I'm excited to get down there, and unlike times in the past where I've taken my full rig and you know, tried to record some panels and things like that, it's just going to be me and the boy. So unfortunately, listeners at home, we're not going to be able to stay for the wrestling. We're not going to be doing the full thing. But my goal, my intention, is to get my card out, make some connections so that I can talk with these people in the near future for episodes right here, have more one-on-one conversations, much like I'm doing right now with Jared and Neil, although this is one-on-two. It's a little different. We're not going to get into that. That part's been edited out. That was before we started official recording. I'm not going to tell you where they are. And they're not going to tell you either. Cause... Yeah.
I tell you what, uh-oh, though, if you're wanting to make some connections out there and really network, you really need to go with the Zach Galifianakis costume. People will remember that.
Mm-hmm. I told you about this before. I'm a little too how do I put this in a way that you're not going to laugh at the wording, at the phrasing, if you will? I'm too fat, and the harness that we have won't hold the boy. It'll hold the boy. It won't go around me where it can click. So
you can get some duct tape, man.
What you do?
That's not a problem.
Here's what we do.
Trust myself in white pants.
In the basket.
What you do is you put the strap on.
I don't know if I like phrasing.
Yeah.
Phrasing, boom!
You put the harness on, we go get some bungee cables, and then that fills the gap.
I don't want to be that guy. Bungee cables around.
That's okay. We already have many, many plans.
Okay. We'll just make a strap out of the bungee cables for Garrett. Boom.
Speaking of...
say strap on again, because that was funny.
Shut up.
Speaking of, my little buddy just walked up behind me chewing on my PlayStation controller. That's cool. Hi, bud. Can I take that? Can I have it? You want to say hi? You want to say hi? I mean, you won't be able to hear Jared and Nia as they say hi back, but you'll see them on Saturday. You want to say hi? You want to say hi to anybody listening at home? At work? In the car?
It's a trick.
He's just sitting here. His little pajamas, they're awesome. He's a world-class sleeper, like his old man. He's got a pair of pajamas that looks like an old-style baseball uniform, and it says Hall of Fame Sleeper.
Yeah.
And his pajamas right now say, "Wake me on game day."
I like it.
Mama does a good job picking out your clothes, bud.
I like the night clothes that say "Namaste in bed."
I haven't seen those.
Yeah,
Target.
Target, and I saw a pillow the other day. I think at Walmart that said "Namaste in bed," which also made me think of fortune cookies.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because whatever your fortune in bed.
Oh Lord. So I'm looking forward to seeing you two for sure on Saturday. Garrett's not feeling very talkative. He'd been fussing. I think he's getting tired. He had a late night last night, and he's sleepy.
Hit the bottle too hard.
What?
Did he hit the bottle too hard?
No, he was at the Cardinal game.
Oh, I didn't know you guys went to that.
Well, we'll talk about that. That's off air conversation.
You know, how many times did you talk to me today and you're never like, "Hey, guess what? I went to a Cardinal game last night." You sent me the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and just like
I thought you would have seen that I was tagged in the post. I thought you would have seen that I commented on the post. I thought you would have looked at Facebook, but I guess I'm just not important enough.
I've had an interesting day. Let's just put it out there. Not a lot of time spent on Facebook for me today.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I'll fill you in. I'll show you pictures.
It's been a six-month hiatus that I took, which was almost 6 months exactly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got something to say? You almost said something.
I just did.
I'm not ignoring you. 6 months off of almost 6 months to the day. But I almost got a peep out of him, so. Which, by the way, since we just finished up the Easter, Lenten season, he likes peeps, people, just like his dad. So,
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry too, because it's less for me now. I got to share my peeps. All right. Well, he's going to bed. I'm going to let you two crazy kids do whatever it is. You're going to watch Archer, because now we're within 10 minutes of the new Archer. And I'll see you on Saturday at the 12th Annual Cape Comic Con.
Hey, I got a question for you real quick.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you going to be able to do cigars with Garrett there, or is that not an okay thing?
It's not going to be that... We're not going to be staying that long this year.
I was just thinking about doing Saturday cigar tailgate.
No, we're not this time. I know. I suck.
I have words. Not going to use them. Sounds
good. But But we'll see you Saturday.
Yes. See you Saturday. Can't wait.
All right. That's my purse.
I don't know you.
We should do a bet, and whoever loses the bet has to get that tattoo.
I'm not getting that tattoo. I don't care how many bets I lose.
You better win, dummy.
Huh?
I said, then you better win the bet, dummy.
I could just imagine you would want me to put it on my stomach like CM Punk has Straight Edge or Hardcore or whatever it is or over his stomach. That's not me. That's not the kind of tattoo I want.
Butt cheek.
No. I've already got... Never mind. I'm kidding. Kidding. And you'll never know because I wouldn't show you anyway.
Popping her head around the corner. What did you just say?
I'm saying goodnight because the Blues are on. So.
Okay. Oh, fair enough.
Let's go Blues and Archer. And Cape Comic-Con is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Osage Center in Cape Girardeau. Go to cape-con.com. And get all the information, and maybe you'll see us. I'll see you two for sure, and lots of other people out at the 12th Annual Cape Comic-Con, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and that is April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. This is episode 75 of Nerds United. Thanks so much for listening. Enjoy all the other great podcasts that we have here on Nerds United. You're getting the full run of all the podcasts this week. You're welcome.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.